From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his studies in the Epistle to the Colossians. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 25 and 26, where the Apostle speaks of the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to God's saints. In New Testament usage, the word mystery refers to a truth which has hitherto been concealed, but is now being made known, or made manifest, as Paul said. In this case, it is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ which is being revealed. Although the Old Testament prophets had some idea about the coming and work of the Messiah, that truth was largely veiled to their eyes. In the New Testament, that truth is unveiled in all its majesty and magnificence. The mystery of the gospel is revealed in the preaching of Christ. One of the principal texts in the New Testament regarding this mystery is 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, where Paul delineates what he calls the mystery of godliness, revealing in a few phrases the essence of Christ's earthly ministry. Dr. Cairns has been expounding each of those phrases, and he continues along that theme in today's broadcast. Before the message, however, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Valiant for Truth. The text is Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The Lord is a man of war. Jehovah is his name. Those who enlist under his banner shall have a commander who will train them for the conflict and give them both vigor and valor. The times of which Daniel wrote were of the very worst kind, and then it was promised that the people of God would come out in their best colors. They would be strong and stout to confront the powerful adversary. Oh, that we may know our God, His power, His faithfulness, His immutable love, and so may be ready to risk everything in His behalf. He is one whose character excites our enthusiasm and makes us willing to live and to die for Him. Oh, that we may know our God by familiar fellowship with Him, for then we shall become like Him, and shall be prepared to stand up for truth and righteousness. He who comes forth fresh from beholding the face of God will never fear the face of man. If we dwell with him, we shall catch the heroic spirit, and to us a world of enemies will be but as the drop of a bucket. A countless array of men, or even of devils, will seem as little to us as the nations are to God, and he counts them only as grasshoppers. Oh, to be valiant for truth in this day of falsehood!
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
idiotic people in this world going to hell because in their blindness they cannot accept a revelation that they cannot explain. If I'm going to wait to explain God before I accept his revelation, I must be damned. Who can explain God? It's impossible. As Dr. Paisley always said, if I can explain the Trinity, it wouldn't be a Trinity any longer. It would be a quartet. And he's right. Only God can explain God. But while it doesn't explain, it reveals that God, without ceasing to be God, without in any way changing his essential and eternal being and nature, took into union with himself a true humanity, body and soul, so that being God and man in two distinct natures but one perfect person forever, he would be the Savior, the Mediator, the Redeemer. God was manifested in the flesh. It's the person of Christ. He speaks of the proof or the proving of Christ. He was justified. And the idea there is, I think, of being vindicated by the Spirit. At every stage, the blessed Holy Spirit set a divine stamp of vindication upon Christ's person and claims. At his baptism, he was there. He filled him without measure with all his fullness. Even when it came to Calvary, it was by the eternal Spirit that Christ gave himself up on the cross. At his resurrection, the Holy Spirit was active with power. On the day of Pentecost, he poured out his fullness. In the formation of the church, he demonstrated his vindication of Christ. He was justified in the Spirit. There's the preeminence of Christ. It's part of the mystery. He was seen of angels. There's a sermon in itself that time's not going to allow me to go into today. He was seen of angels. They saw him at his birth. And the Father said, when he brought forth his only begotten Son into this world, let all the angels of God worship him. He may have been led in a manger, in an outhouse, but the angels of heaven watched o'er the babe. They saw him in his temptation. They didn't help him, but they saw him. They were there in the wilderness, and after and only after he had done battle with all the power of Satan and of hell and single-handedly had overcome, did the angels come and strengthen him. They saw him in Gethsemane when his disciples slept as he prayed. They saw the mighty agony as the Son of God battled again with all the hellish powers that were against him, until the blood oozed through the pores of his skin like sweat. They saw him and they heard him. Not my will, but thine be done. They saw him at his resurrection. The angel rolled the stone away, not to let him out, but to let his disciples in. The angel sat at the head and at the foot of the place where his body had lain. They saw him in his resurrection, and they were there as he ascended into heaven, challenging the waiting disciples, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? For this same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go. Oh, he was seen of angels. Spurgeon quoted a hymn. I can't tell you where, so don't come and ask me. It's so many years since I read this quotation. But Spurgeon quoted a hymn. They brought his chariot from above to bear him to his throne, clapped their triumphant wings and cried, the glorious work is done. He was seen of angels. That's the preeminence of Christ. The proclamation of Christ, he was preached unto the Gentiles. Throughout the Old Testament, there are prophecies about the calling of the Gentiles. But now it's fully revealed, this calling. And it's something the Jews never expected. Here's the mystery. Not that God is going to call the Gentiles, but how he's going to do it. And he's going to make them part of the Israel of God. One body, one bride, one church. Ephesians 3, verses 3 and 6. Paul speaks of how that by the revelation he made known unto me the mystery. What is that mystery? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. What a mystery. And then there's the mystery of the power of Christ. He's believed on in the world. Now, where's the mystery there? Where's the mystery? Stop and think. Have you ever heard a preacher say, or a personal worker say, have you ever even said yourself when you've gone out trying to witness for Christ that people are very hard? That there's not much hearing for the gospel these days? Sure you've heard that. Now, transport yourself back in time 2,000 years. The Jews were a despised people. They were a conquered people. They were under the heel and dominion of the Romans. Then, as now, wherever they went, they were a people under suspicion. And they were always in position to become the butt of everybody's hatred. Nothing has changed. Now here comes a message that a Jew who never wrote a line of a book in his life, he left no literature, he left no money. As far as the world could see, he left no organization. He had no friends in high places. This Jew died claiming to be the Son of God. And out came his disciples with the message that he had died for our sins and risen again. They were going out into a world that had already got hundreds of gods. Had they come proclaiming another god, they would have been quite welcome. But they didn't. They came proclaiming exclusively the only true and living God, apart from whom there was no life, no salvation, no grace, and that all these other gods were only so many idol faces behind which lurked the devil himself. Not a very popular message. And yet, Christ was believed on in the world. Where's the mystery? As Colossians chapter 2 puts it in verse 12, this faith is by the operation of God. In other words, there was a mighty moving of the Holy Spirit of God with power to bring men and women to repentance. Then there's the mystery of the promotion of Christ. He was received up into glory. Now, where's the mystery there? You say he's God? Well, where's the mystery that God would go to glory? Well, there's no mystery in that. But here's the mystery. As I've often pointed out and never tire of thinking myself, according to Hebrews 9, it was not because he was God that he ascended. As I say, there would be little mystery in saying God inhabits glory. but it was as man he ascended. In other words, the glory that Christ ascended to was not the glory that belongs to God because he is eternal and essentially God, but it is the glory that he earned as the man Christ Jesus. He earned that place at the Father's right hand. He fulfilled the commission that he had been given. He fulfilled the terms of the covenant of redemption. God had said, you do this and I will do this. Now comes the Lord Jesus with the finished work in his hands, as it were. And he says, Father, there it is. I have done it all. And he ascends up into everlasting glory. There's a man in the glory. And that's why there's a gospel to preach, you know. I want to be very careful what I say here. The gospel cannot rest simply on the fact that there's a God in glory. Now, we couldn't have a gospel without the God of glory and reigning in glory. But God could be in glory and you and I be in hell without one single word of gospel ever to reach us. In order for there to be a gospel, God becomes manifest in the flesh, down to the depths of human woe, in order to rise back up to the heights of heavenly glory. There's a man in the glory. That is the mystery and the majesty and the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.